This is a CFA Institute summary of Enhanced Portfolio Optimization, published in the second quarter 2021 issue of the Financial Analysts Journal. What is the investment issue? The failure of mean variance optimization, or MVO, in practice is well documented. The authors identify the problem with standard portfolio optimization in a principal components space. They define problem portfolios as portfolios with the least important principal components. These portfolios tend to have underestimated risk and overestimated returns. The proposed solution, enhanced portfolio optimization, or EPO, shrinks the correlations of the underlying assets towards zero, thereby addressing the problem. EPO makes the expected Sharpe ratios more consistent with realized Sharpe ratios. The art is in the size of the shrinkage factor. A shrinkage factor of 0 is just MVO unadjusted. A shrinkage factor of 1 removes all correlations and resorts to Fama French-style factor portfolios. The sweet spot lies somewhere in between. The article manages to unify and demystify some familiar frameworks. In their 1992 article, Black and Litterman focused on the noise factor in expected returns. The authors state, although the EPO solution is seemingly different from Black and Litterman, we show that it is, in fact, equivalent to Black and Litterman. But EPO is simpler to apply and more transparent in how and why it works. The authors also build on the work of a slew of researchers who respectively examined variance, covariance, shrinkage, factor models, and random matrix theory. We found that the EPO solution significantly outperforms such approaches because EPO uses a much larger shrinkage to account for noise in estimates of both risk and expected returns. The authors link their approach to literature on robust optimization and claim, by showing how to solve a problem with a general ellipsoidal uncertainty set on the mean and by showing, perhaps surprisingly, the exact equivalence between this form of robust optimization and the Bayesian estimator, our empirical results extend and enhance standard factor models, in particular, industry and time series momentum. Plus, the authors demonstrate that EPO can be seen as a ridge regression in a way similar to viewing MVO as a regression coefficient per Britton-Jones in The Sampling Error in Estimates of Mean Variance Efficient Portfolio Weights, Journal of Finance, 1999. How do the authors tackle the issue? The authors illustrate the implementation and success of the EPO method by developing shrinkage factors for various portfolios and then seeing how those portfolios performed out of sample relative to non-optimized portfolios. They calculated what should be the appropriate shrinkage factor using 15 years of historical data from a variety of portfolios, and then tested the EPO model against the remaining out-of-sample data. The historical data come from 11 different portfolio samples, which include 8 equity portfolios and 3 global portfolios, consisting of equities, bonds, currencies, and commodities. The equity data cover the period 1927 through 2018. For the global portfolios, the period is 1970 through 2018. The sampling period used to test the EPO method started 15 years after the first data were available. For equities, the backtesting period therefore covers 1942 through 2018, and for the global portfolios, the backtesting covers 1985 through 2018. The backtesting results of the optimized equity industry momentum portfolios are compared with the monthly returns of the Fama French five-factor model. The authors also review the returns of optimized time series momentum portfolios versus a sample of time series momentum benchmarks. What are the findings? For the global asset portfolios, the EPO time series momentum portfolio performs far better than the market portfolio and the equally weighted approach. It also does better than such sophisticated portfolio approaches as volatility-skilled, long, only, and standard time series momentum portfolios. The approach provided a large and statistically significant increase in realized Sharpe ratios and alpha. The authors state, these sophisticated benchmarks already deliver high Sharpe ratios, yet EPO beat it. For all 8 equity portfolios, The EPO approach produced realized Sharpe ratios higher than those for the equally weighted portfolio, the standard industry momentum approach, and the MVO approach. The authors state, "This strong outperformance of EPO cannot be explained by exposure to existing factors in the literature, such as the Fama French factors. As with the global portfolios, the equity portfolio saw statistically significant increases in Sharpe ratios and alpha." What are the implications for investors and investment managers? Investment managers can realize higher Sharpe ratios and improve on MVO by using enhanced portfolio optimization with appropriate shrinkage. This was a CFA Institute summary of Enhanced Portfolio Optimization, published in the second quarter 2021 issue of the Financial Analysts Journal.